USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un meeting face-to-face behind closed doors in Singapore, talking about denuclearization of the North and some help with their economic situation. One of the people that will be in attendance, former NBA star Dennis Rodman.
It should go fairly well, but people should not expect so much for the first time. So I'm hoping, like I said, the door's open.
Rodman not involved in the talks, but coming to show support. Some tense moments Monday at the Justice Department after reports of an active shooter for a short time. In late afternoon, the streets outside D.C.'s building lined with squad cars. Pennsylvania Avenue shut down for a time, then the all-clear given. A New York man sentenced to 15 years in prison for traveling to Turkey to join ISIS. Arafat Naghi had a history of graphic and violent social media posts, arguing in court he wanted to help victimize Syrians and never wanted to be a fighter. He went in 2012, then arrested in 2015. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.